Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey.
Well, damn, that was just an ugly blend in. It is what it is. Welcome to Takeover Tuesday right here on Monstrous Radio Live. I am DJ E Monster. We got Miss Unbelievable over here, and we're going to rock y'all Tuesday night. You can call in and take over the radio, 424-243-9649. Takeover Tuesday.
Hey, well, you got the roof out, roof out. You know it never rains here. Hey, you ain't got a flash and you're taking your pictures. You ain't got a draw, no extra retention. Paparazzi wanna shoot ya, shoot ya. Niggas down for less down here.
For the cameras,
right.
Fuck, I'm doing fish bowling.
Right.
100,000 on the passenger. Bitch, I'm Kendrick Lamar. Respect me from afar. I was made in this image. You call me a god. Everybody in attendance, I'm about to perform. Everybody get offended by the shit I got on. Like, can you buy that nigga 900 horse? Can you drive that nigga a G5? Can you fly that nigga? I need 10 so I can look at the snakes and pose.
I need 10.
Cause bomb head is non-disclosure.
I need 10.
So I can live with a peace of mind without niggas taking a piece of mind and peace. Still and not do fine, so fuck a fix it ticket. You pull me over and might see one of your bitches.
I need
Step It Out with me, Miss Unbelievable. That's Anderson .Paak, Kendrick Lamar. That's called Tense. Some new music on a Takeover Tuesday, the only night of the week where you can call in and take over the radio. All you got to do is call 424-243-9649 and press 1 if you're monstrous. Get it? So, how you feeling tonight, Miss Unbelievable, on this Takeover Tuesday? Are you live? Are you live?
Oh, I'm on the way. Wait, live. Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Feel that energy?
Okay. Yes. You are definitely lit, you did. So so let's see. Okay, what's some things we got tonight? If don't nobody call in and take over, let's see, we got the weather report.
Right.
We got the who's bumping who, who's getting fat. Let's see, I got a couple Facebook memes to throw out here. We got a show for y'all. We still got a show. I don't know what I'm gonna play on the ones and twos. I don't know.
You don't know what you're gonna spend on that night?
No, I do not know what I'm going to spend. I don't know if I'm going to play new music. Should we just keep it the normal wave around here where we play artists that we interviewed? I don't know what to do. I don't know what I'm on tonight. So we need y'all to call in and take over or make a request or something. Get it?
Something.
424-243-9649. Or you can hit us up on all social media, either the Monstars or Monster US Radio. So, I mean, is there anything that you want to pop out there tonight if nobody calls in?
You know, I got to talk about Thanksgiving. What folks was cooking. And, you know, what you don't bring to the table. If you can't cook, what you going to buy? If it's the right brand. You know what I'm saying? Talk about that.
Okay, that's a good one.
And, you know, we had a debate today. Pumpkin pie. Mm. Versus sweet potato pie.
Okay. I'm going to give y'all my comment about that. It's going to be real brief. You dig? Real brief. Somebody going to be mad. But okay, we can talk about this season coming up. Because, hey, let's keep it real. When you have the holidays, but not all holidays, but when you have the holidays, you got all your family over. Ain't no telling what could go down. Get it? I'm just saying, we don't know if that's the cranberries or somebody got busted in the forehead. So let's get to some, should we play new music? Should we play artists that we interview? What you think? I mean, we can divide it up, but how should we start it out?
We can divide it up, but right now I'm feeling new music right now, you know, and then let's spice it up. You know what I'm saying? And throw in some people we interview, but let's do some new. Let's start off with the new. Something new.
Okay, let me see. What do I got?
New to them.
You
know, making
it
spicy. Come on. Let's get it. Let's go.
Let me see. Is this right here some new? Let me see if this is some new E-40.
Mr. I'm flapping the ghost. Put your finger on the truck.
Yeah, it's some new E-40.
Yeah.
It's called These Days, featuring Young T.O. Takeover Tuesday, Monstars Radio Live.
I think I'm an essay. I sleep with my quest tag. I'll eat ass west tag. But yeah, yo, Kyle, harm yourself and OCS. The good book is my buckler and shield. That can come out of nowhere, like when the rock hits your windshield. That's why I always keep a rototiller when I'm out there in the field, when the traffic making deals. Every stack I get like Kaepernick, I kneel. Ain't talk about no dinner, but I need a meal. Release my niggas down, waiting for a pill. And the gladiator takes sharks and eels.
And these days, gotta watch who you trust. Get that pistol by my side, and it's why I got trust. I came for none, so I had to run it up. They just wanna see me fail, they don't wanna see me up. And I know the Lord chose me to have a vision of what most don't see. I got money, start hating on me. Niggas that I used to love, tryna score on me. And I know money bring hate, but I'ma keep being this day. And know my soul won't change, real niggas can relate to the fame.
Off top Tommy, rolling up a mummy, thumbing through his money, thumper by his tummy, blowing on a branch higher than the avalanche, hazy like a forest fire in the Napa Valley ranch, cash flow cliff, sipping on the fist, spilling liquor on his shirt, got a hole in his lip, sitting on some cheddar and them niggas know better. Send me out a winner, fly your hair like a feather. Honey coochie slap, smell like a lifesaver. Baby booty stack, like a Sunday newspaper. Bitch, I'm a Mac, not a Cape Crusader. Kevin Safer back? Nope, I check Yaper. Money on my mind, money on my mind. If I do the crime, I'ma do the time. Never drop a dime, never drop a dime. Her water on my chest, high alkaline.
And these days, gotta watch who you trust. Keep that pistol by my side, and it's black, I trust. I came for none, so I had to run it up. They just wanna see me fail, they don't wanna see me up. And I know the Lord chose me to have a vision of what most don't see. I got money, start hanging on me. Niggas that I used to love, tryna score on me. And I know money bring hate, but I'ma keep being this day. And know my soul won't change, real niggas can relate to the play. And niggas wanna see me fall.
Okay. Damn.
Let it get into you.
Right.
Jamaica funk. That's what it is. Come on.
Come on, girl. Bam.
Let it get into
get
you.
Into
hey,
you.
That, hey. It ain't nothing like the Jamaica funk. They did it nice, though. I mean, everybody can't mess with Jamaica funk, but E40 did it good. That's what I'm talking about.
Right. Take over Tuesday. So, all right, let's go ahead and hit them with this weather report. Tell the people what's the weather like in the monstrous hot spots. So you got it? If you don't, I do.
What?
The weather report.
You got the weather and I got the weather.
I can do the weather. I can do it. I've been lazy with it for a while. You did. I got
you
it.
You've been lazy?
So, all right, y'all.
Why are you trying to take my food stamps? Wait, why are you trying to take my food stamps for Thanksgiving?
Because you're trying to keep all the food stamps for yourself. We're supposed to be a collective team. You're trying to keep it all for yourself. So I'm going to go ahead and do it like this right here. We got clear skies over there in London and Paris, but London's coming in at 37, and Paris is coming in at 33. So it's a chilly night over there, some good cuddle weather. Yeah, but we got 62 in L.A., ATL we got 45. In New York, we got 43. In Minneapolis, we got 31. And the pre-weather for the Turkey Day here in the Twin Cities is going to be 44. So it's going to be like a heat wave here in the Twin Cities. Oh, it's going to be popping come Turkey Day. I'm just saying, I imagine there's going to be some grills going. I'm talking about the charcoal grills, not the gas grills. I'm talking about them charcoal grills where you can smell the neighborhood. I think the grills is going to be going because it's going to be nice out there. So that's the monstrous weather report. Hopefully we hit your spot. If we didn't, that's your bad. So I think we're both going to end up getting into some of this who's bumping who, who's getting fat coming up later. So what's some of the things that we got coming up while I try to figure out what I'm going to play next? Oh, my goodness. I don't know.
Okay, so what I got is the update on Tech 9, 6ix9ine.
Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Yeah, I just call him 6ix9ine because, you know, that's safe. That's safe. That's safe.
Okay.
Robert De Niro. I got some information about Robert De Niro. I got some information on Tiger Woods and Phil, Venus Williams, and Trey Songz.
Oh. You got something on Trey Songz?
I got something on Trey Songz.
Okay.
Trey Songz.
Okay. Well, we got some interesting things. I can't wait to get over here in this. I know we got some stuff on De Niro, some stuff, a billboard going on with Miss Bieber. Let's see. All the fellas out there, if you watched that game last night, pretty much that was like a Super Bowl. I just gave all that away. But we're going to get into some more who's bumping who, who's getting fat coming up here in just a bit. But for now, let's see. Seeing that I got him loaded up over here, let's get into some Trey Songz, seeing that he about
Yay!
To be on the lineup right quick. Should we go slow, groovy, or should we pick it up? No pun intended. But pick it up just a little bit. Which one should we do?
Can
What's
we have a double hitter from Trey? Can we do
a double hitter on track?
Yeah.
Okay.
Double hitter on track.
Let's see if this...
and then move into sexy.
Fast and then sexy. Okay, I was going to go sexy and then fast, but let's do it like how you want it. So check it out. This right here is fast and sexy. Then we're going to slow it down a little bit. Check it out. This is Trey Songz. This is called One by One. Monsters Radio, Takeover Tuesday. Well, you could be the DJ right now. I'm just saying. Hello.
I saw, I waited, I took time. Yeah, I spent it. First time in a minute that I worked this hard, that I worked this hard. Thank God that I did it one time, and I was in it, yeah. But one time ain't enough. I need some more. There ain't nothing better than you. Got me watching every move. Like you're the only one in the room. Baby, I can't help myself, and I don't know why. But I can't stop thinking about late last night. When you put it down, had to turn around, and now it's 3 a.m.
One by one. Yeah.
Okay, now technically, you know me now. You know I like to bump the new shit. You know what I mean? I like to bump the new shit.
Mm-hmm.
But we going to take it
back
and drop them panties, though.
Okay. Yeah. The neighbors?
Yeah.
Okay.
The neighbors.
If you know the name, dial 424-243-9649, press 1. And tell me what that name is.
Making love, going hard, I hear a knock, knock, knocking on the wall. And as soon as I go deep, getting it in there again, there's a knock, knock, knocking on the wall. Scratching, yelling, but
keep on banging on the wall, but nothing's gonna
change. Banging on the wall.
I bet the neighbors know my name.
Neighbors know my name.
Monsters Radio, take over Tuesday, every Tuesday night, where you can call in and take over the station, promote what you do, what you got going on, whether you're a music actor or an author or babysit gangster kids on the weekends. It don't matter. Whatever you do, you can call in, promote it here tonight on Tuesdays for free, Monsters Radio Live. So let's get into our who's bumping who and who's getting fat. Because it's going down tonight. So, you want to start it out?
All right. So, 6ix9ine, placed in general population at brutal prison, but feds say he's in danger. Really? Okay, I'm going to read it.
No surprise.
6ix9ine is getting no special treatment while he is in prison, awaiting his bail hearing because he's chilling with every other inmate in general population. 6ix9ine lawyers tells us he has been placed in the general population at Brooklyn Metropolitan Detention Center as opposed to being held in a segregated part of the federal pen due to his celebrity status. That's interesting because MDC is notoriously brutal with inmates that are extremely dangerous, violent, or escape prone, according to U.S. Justice Department. They're also this. Prosecutors expressed money just how much of a target 6ix9ine has been prior to his arrest this weekend. One prosecutor told a judge ex-member of the 6ix9ine crew wanted to super violate him following his appearance on The Breakfast Club, where he accused his inner circle of turning on him. The prosecutor said super violate means inflict harm on 6ix9ine, including possibly shooting him. He said they took 6ix9ine in after learning he was planning a trip to Connecticut casino and feared an attempt on his life could put innocent people in jeopardy. As for the rapper getting placed in general population, they think he will be fine. His scheduled bail hearing is for Tuesday, was pushed to Wednesday since the judge was unavailable.
I did hear news about he's supposed to have fired his whole team. Okay, that must have been what that was about. He's probably in jail right now doing a lot of explaining. Look, bro, can I talk to you for a minute? This is what's going on. But to be for real, though, to be honest, no matter what he did, they should not have him in general population. I'm just going to keep it 100. It almost looks like a setup. Get it? I'm just saying, with all the stuff going on with him, gang activity, words being said, people are getting very, very upset, and then you put him in an environment like that. Let's keep it 100. I'm not going to say nobody's names, but you called out some people that can have you touched right now. 100. You don't call out some people that can have you touched right now, and you're in the worst position because some people in there are lifers. They're not going home ever. What's to lose? You dig? I'm just saying they gotta take that man out of general population. You dig? No matter how you feel about him, his life is in danger. I'm surprised they ain't snatched him. I'm almost thinking he'll be okay because they ain't got him yet. Usually when something like that happens, as soon as they drop the people in general population, they're gone. It don't take a day. They're gone. It ain't look at Dahmer. Look at that other mob dude just happened. You can't put certain people in general population. It's just going to cause chaos. It is what it is. And he's one of them. Okay. Well, I guess they finally got his ass behind bars. All right. Yeah, but shit. Do he want to come home? I mean, your team said they about to super violate you. Do you want to come home?
But if your team is about to super violate you, man, he's got to be getting looked at in prison like, dude, I don't even know who you rocking with. You know, what the charges they got up on him, you know, it could look like, oh, he's the man, and if anything happens, other people's family could be in danger. But then on the other hand, you looking like you an op, and you ain't to be trusted, so let's get rid of you. So, he's like a two-headed coin right now. They don't know what he's doing, so they kind of like probably just watching, you know, and seeing what's his next move. And him being a general population, it's not a good thing. But then to put him in segregation and saying what, then we're saying, okay, you better than. But they usually do celebrities like that, so they must not be respecting his celebrity status then, and they're just treating him like a regular Joe.
Well, what they do is they put you in with less violent criminals. You dig? They don't necessarily take you away from everybody all the time. So they might put him with more thieves, rapists, people like that. You dig? Not the killers, the gangbangers. You know what I mean? Psychopaths, those type of people, they're going to keep him away from them. They need to put him over there with the thieves and some other people. But, yeah.
Maybe
but
that's how they're
seeing
him, though.
One thing you do not want to do, because jail is a whole nother lifestyle now. That's a whole nother lifestyle. Now, the outside rules do not apply in jail. And one thing you do not, one thing you do not want to do is go inside and have to sit on that bench. And have no team. Go in there. You had a team, and now they mad at you. There's your protection. Hello. Who gonna watch your back now? Uh oh. Get them out of that population.
But the thing about it is, though, okay, you knew when you went in. So he should have respected his team. Then there should have been a level of respect, you know, towards your team, so your team can be behind you all the time. You know, there shouldn't have been any speculation that my team is not down for me. So what were you doing to say, I got to see my team not being down for me? You know, there was a rift somewhere that you and your team ain't together now. You know, somewhere there was a breakdown in the communication and the integrity of the friendship or the partnership or whatever. And so if they got him in general population, then they're thinking he's a thug, just like all the charges that is put against him. They think he's one of them. So he should be able to survive if he's really about that life. So this really separates you and make you think, are you truly about that life? Because if you truly ain't about that life, then stop letting your life see that. Because once you in jail, your life got to be either about that life or they're going to show you how to be about that life. How about that?
I ain't finna question nobody's gangster. I never will. You dig? Because ain't no telling what moment that person's in. They could get gangster as a motherfucker. But I'm just saying, they gonna get in there. Let's keep it real. Little bruh is not that big. You not that big, bruh. There's some big people in there. If you bought that life, you better stop right now. Because when you get in there and they look in your eyes, and you... We gonna leave it at that. We gonna keep it moving.
We gonna leave it at that.
Talk about his little butt all night on this. Who's bumping? Who's getting fat?
All night. Okay,
wow.
So
I just
Robert
hope he
De Niro.
Don't get. I just hope Tekashi don't get caught in a 6ix9ine. Oops.
Hey, I'm gonna leave that one alone because it won't be a 6ix9ine. It won't be a 69. It'll be a straight split. It won't be a straight stick. It ain't going to see no 69 a straight stick. Okay, so calling it quits, Robert De Niro and his wife after 20 years of marriage. So him and his wife, Grace Hightower, are breaking up after more than two decades of marriage. The split was reported by Page Six, who said the couple is no longer living together and could publicly announce their split in the coming weeks. Robert and Grace tied the knot in 1997 after dating for over a decade. They had two children together, 20 years old, and a 6-year-old daughter. Robert and Grace have been down this road before. Robert filed for divorce in 1999, 2 years into their union, but they never went all the way with it. The couples instead renewed their wedding vows in 2004 in front of a star-studded crowd. Robert and Grace met in 1987 when she was working at Mr. Chow in London.
Okay,
so
well, I know, but they ain't going to break up. Hell no, they ain't going to break up. He is not trying to lose his Mr. Chow benefits. You ever been to Mr. Chow in London? That's some good food. But I'm on my way. But I don't think they're going to break up. Hell no. They've been together almost 20 years, or the best of 20 years, and they was dating for 10. They got a 20-year-old kid and a 6-year-old daughter. They ain't going nowhere. They just fighting. You dig? They just fighting. She over there twisting her neck a little too much. And he like, you must have forgot who I am. Did you not see my movies? Get in. She like, fuck your movies. You know how sisters be. But, you know, but yeah, but truthfully, yeah, I hope they don't, because that's a long time. You dig? 30 years, mm-hmm. That's a long investment. You know what I mean? I don't give a fuck 20. How mad you is. You better take a 30, trip, motherfucker. Yeah. You dig? Take a trip.
True.
But bring your ass back home. I'm just saying. 30 years, we kill a motherfucker. Yeah. So, okay. So let me see. What did I have over here? Didn't I ask myself, where's my paper? I ain't got none of my stuff together. All right, well, check it out. Well, apparently some people are really feeling this, what's her name? Bieber, Justin Bieber. And what's his girlfriend name?
His wife. Her name is Haley Joel. Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. I'm about to get him slapped. Sorry, mama. His wife. Apparently, you know, she had a billboard up, you know, promoting some stuff, and it said, you know, with the last name Haley. It is, and somebody climbed up on this billboard and spray painted over it, defecated. That's a different word. But they spray painted over the last name and put Bieber. So as much as people act like they don't like Bieber, somebody got his back out there. It probably was his little ass closet. Fuck this shit. Y'all got me fucked up. I'm finna make this right. You dig? So yeah. So that's a billboard. So okay. I mean, you got any comments on that one?
Nah. I mean, it's just them two. Yeah. Nah. I'm a Bieber. Okay. No. Nah.
Good. Okay, right. Well, another one. Apparently, Jennifer Lopez, y'all know her. She's been around for a long time, still looking good. Apparently, her star on the Walk of Fame has been vandalized, y'all. That's right. Somebody vandalized J-Lo's star on Tuesday. That's today. Looks like they put some black spray paint over it. It's not clear what the message was or anything or what they was trying to say, but they just vandalized it. The police took a vandalizing incident report, but apparently the person ain't been caught yet. Apparently vandalizing people's name on the stars, the name of stars, apparently is popular because apparently they got pictures up here or video of Jorge Lopez doing a mock pee on Donald Trump's star. This shit is wild. Like, okay. Okay, so so that's that one for you guys. I know my shit's real petty. I ain't like Miss Unbelievable, but my shit's real petty. So I got a couple more other ones, but I'm going to let you run at it. So what else do you got for us? It's probably some of mine. I probably got some of yours.
Oh, okay. Tiger versus Phil, the $9 million money shot.
Nope.
Wonder what $9 million in cash look like? Well, here you go. Here's the cash prize that's been offered to the winner of the Tiger Woods versus Phil Mickelson 1-on-1 golf tournament on Friday. I need to be in playing golf. While the guys were getting ready for Tuesday's big media event at Shadow Creek in Nevada to promote the match, our friends at Vegas Take with Sharp and Shapiro snapped a pic of the cash on the table in the clubhouse. It looks nice, y'all. I'm going to put it on the page. Each yellow band of 100 bills contains 10,000 in cash, and you need some help with the math. It takes 900 of those stacks to make $9 million. Phil previously told TMZ some of the money would go to the children's of the 58 fund, which will provide scholarships to the children of the 58 people killed in 2007 Las Vegas shooting. Another portion will go to the Birdies for the Brave, a foundation shared by Phil and his wife dedicated to support of that. The golf legends are making personal bets with each other, including a $200,000 wager on the first hole. We're hoping that the money goes to charity, too. I'm a charity case, so if y'all need one, yes, Miss Unbelievable, check it out, monstersradio.com, Phil and Tiger. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm going to say it like this. I'm calling bullshit. The money was fake. I'm calling bullshit. the money was fake.
Good.
Ain't nobody finna let $9 million sit on there and ain't no drama. Shit, we would have seen that in the news. One of them up in cameramen, somebody would have swung for that night. I would have swung on somebody with $9 million
Come
sitting on the table.
Them people over
shit.
There, $9 million ain't no money for them. Probably the cameraman's making close to $1 million working with Phil and Tiger. Come on now. They at the clubhouse where it's probably cost $1 million to get in that motherfucker. What are you talking about?
They must have shut that motherfucker
down.
I'm
the
millions. Walking
shut
out
it down.
$9 million. Put it on that
Tiger's
table.
Not black, so he's not a threat.
Take a picture.
They ain't let no niggas up in there. I'm trying to tell you. They ain't let no niggas up in there. But Tiger Wood is good, okay? He ain't black. He told us that over and over again. I'm just saying.
OJ tried to say he wasn't black too, but that ain't, we know when you look at him, you can tell.
Hey.
Shit, he ain't fooling me.
He's throwing his
he
black
be
card back
because
he got treated black. He got treated black. Now he want it back. You know, hey, the white folks did him in. He want it back. He ain't giving it back, but he want it back.
Well, up next we got, apparently, it's getting kind of crazy to go hang out with celebrities nowadays. Hey, I'm just saying, apparently, Drake hosts a lit birthday bash, and shots are fired. Drake says Future and Drake turned ATL's famed Magic City strip club into Future City for the rapper's birthday, but the party was cut short when the report of gunfire brought cops to the scene. If you guys remember, what was it? Just last week, who was it? Kanye, Tekashi 6ix9ine, and Nicki Minaj. Their video shoot got shot up at an $8 million house. I mean, damn. But okay, let me get back to the story. Starts to say that Future and Drake's invite-only party. Well, damn, how you going to shoot up an anyway, invite-only party brought Lil Yachty, Jacquez, Pastor Troy, Casino. I don't know what this name is. Is it MJ? Yeah, MJ the Great in 550 at Atlanta Falcon Stud, Julio Jones. It was a solid guest list, and they pulled out all the stops with the three Bs. I was like, what the hell's the three Bs, y'all? It's tons of booze, booty shaking, and bands of cash. I'm just saying. Okay, the three Bs. Okay. All right, so, I mean, damn, maybe it was somebody who didn't get invited to the party. Get it? I'm just saying. Invite only. Shut that motherfucker. I'm going to get in there. Or either that or some of the regulars was like, what? I'm trying to see my booty tonight. I'm trying to see my little whatever her name is. Get it? And couldn't get in and shot it up. So, all right, okay. I ain't going to hang out with
him. I think he had a hood, set of hood folks there, and that's what happened. They follow you everywhere. The hood follows the people everywhere, so it really don't matter. As long as you the hood, as long as you the target, it's always going to be some gunshot. You just got to know your surroundings and know who you're hanging with and make someone aware if you got enemies, like for real. Because everybody that you, even though they're on your friend list, who your enemy? I mean, like nowadays, you got to ask, you got some enemies? You piss somebody off? Because if you did, you got to stay at the crib, bro. Because I ain't trying to have you shoot up the place. So, I mean, it's not, you know, the same like when you used to throw parties and you'd be like, bring one or, you know, invite only. Because now invite only means invite a potential case. So, unfortunately.
Shit. Me? I'm going to keep it real. Me? Shit, invite me to a party. Who going to be there? That's the first thing come out of my mouth. Who going to be there? No, I'm good. Let somebody, I was like, no, I'm good. Hope y'all have fun. You did? But shit.
Man,
that's
like
first,
going to your
there?
Family house. That's anywhere. Who going to be there? Auntie Ricky gonna be there? I ain't coming.
I got my kids with me.
I ain't coming. You know I don't like Uncle Ray Ray. He be trying to kiss me in my mouth. I ain't going. Never mind. Just saying.
All right. Well, apparently here's an update on Venus Williams. She reaches a settlement in her fatal car crash A settlement has been reached with the family of the man who died in the Florida car incident last year.
Mm-hmm.
According to the court docs filed in Palm Beach County, Jerome Barson's estate and the Tennis Star reached an agreement last week. It's unclear how much money changed hands, but according to the docs, there was a financial settlement that will cover certain expenses. So I looks like they're both paying their lawyers in the wrongful death suit, and looks like she's about to get ready to close that case on that. I always wonder what happened with her. You know, you've seen her sister, but I was like, where is she at on the tennis scene, and why is she not out there? I mean, I know she – didn't she start a family and stuff like that? Or is, was that just
no,
Serena?
She's out there. They both out there. It's just that Venus had an illness, and it keeps her from, you know, it kept her from fully going, but they both there.
Oh, okay. Okay. I know she was having some problems with her man. But anyway, so I, what else you got for us on the who's bumping who, who's getting fat?
Oral autolation. Oral. I like that.
What?
Oral autolation.
That's what I say. What'd you say?
Oral autolation. Trey Songz pay homage to Jill Scott's skills on new track. An R&B star brought his admiration for Jill Scott's oral sex stimulation to a new track.
Mm-hmm.
Trey Songz released a song this week called Jill Some Real that features a pic of Jill showing off her slobbery skills set on stage as the cover art. The song, produced by AWOL and samples Jill He Loves Me from her 2000 album Who Was Jill Scott? Words, Sounds, Volume 1. The song lyrics like, girl, I want your love. That's the only option. That's the only drug I'm trying to be popping. I'm trying to be locking the room all alone. No phones, watcha. That's the vibe. I'm with ya. And Jill, who's been irritated by all the unrequired thirst of her viral video calls, apparently approves of Trayman's rendition. In the midst of simple-minded affection star foolishness, this song is actually quite beautiful. Oh, really? Listen to Trey Songz's two-handed twirl tribute to Jill Scott's Something Real listed below. It will be on the page.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. I was wondering how she was going to feel about all the attention she was getting. You did? Because, I mean, it's one thing to be a star and be popular and something to go viral. But, I mean, let's keep it 100. Is your mama going to see that? Your uncle's going to see that? People at your church going to see that? they're going to have something to say. They're going to have something to say. And just me knowing, watching Jill Scott and, you know, her demeanor today, I just wondered, you know, I'm surprised she even did it. You know what I mean? I could see her doing it with her creativity. Remember, like you said, when you explain what the artistic way of it is, I could see her doing that, and she did it very well. But
and that's
America,
what she said it was.
Yeah, and most
and they,
of the people
and
we
that's
don't see
what
the
she
artistic.
Said was.
We don't see the artistic. Hell no, we see the sexuality of what she was doing. I'm gonna keep the 10,000. Like I said, until Miss Unbelievable explained it to me, I absolutely was not thinking how she was thinking. Hell no. But okay, but okay, but that's good though. But I'm glad I'm. I think, and you tell me how you feel about Trey Songz jumping on that. You know what I mean? I mean, I think as an artist, you should be using yourself to elevate your career and make yourself popping. But he used another way. He used Jill Scott. He used what she did, what's relevant right now and viral, and made a song with it. Now let's see how far he go with it. Did you listen to it? Is it good?
You know, it's Trey. You know what I'm saying? It's Trey. I listen to it. It's Trey. You know, and Trey is like, I'm a grab this freakness right here, and I'm gonna just keep it rolling. It's Trey. I don't think he's, you know, monopolizing on her, you know, fame. I think Trey's just picking it up and carrying, you know, the momentum a little bit further. You know, with the nastiness of who he is. You know what I'm saying? And he's keeping the artistic part going, and I think he wants to show them that this is artistic. She was showing you And like she said, y'all didn't see what she said beforehand about the artistic, you know, part of it. She's embodying this music, you know, and he's embodying this music through what she's, you know, put out there. And they're just like sucking it up. Sucking it up.
Every pun intended.
All
okay,
right.
Okay. All right. So we got some more.
That's all I got.
Okay. Well, all right. Let's see. I really don't. Let me see. Let me see if I can find a track. We'll take a breather, and then when we come back, we'll see what topics we got tonight. And I believe we got Jay Dirty over there, so we'll see what he got going on tonight. And then, you know, we'll bring it back, see what's going on. Let's see. I want to play. Let's see. Who did we interview last? Who's the last person we interviewed? You remember?
That one. It wasn't an interview, but they just came on. Do you have
their
music?
Yeah. No, we don't have their music. They haven't sent their music in yet. But I think before.
Okay,
them,
then it was the other guy from Atlanta that Jazzy introduced us to.
Eli Triplett. Okay. Let's hit something from him right quick. Let me see. Which one should I play? Triple Double, Too Lit, Meant to Be, 33. I'm like, I'm trying to make a song. I'm just saying.
I know. Meant to Be, because we 33 on Monsters Radio on a Tuesday.
Let's go with this triple double.
Making it happen for me. Triple double tonight. That's what it's going to be. You know, I'm just saying.
You done so I can do the introduction.
I'm done.
All right, y'all. This is Eli Triplett. We did an interview with him a while back at the Takeover Tuesday. Go to monsterusradio.com. You can check the archives out 24/7, 365. But tonight is Takeover Tuesday. This is his song, Triple Double. You can find him online at I Am Eli Triplett.
Praise the Lord, I made it out the struggle. I picked my family up with all the muscle. Yeah, they took the boy right out the jungle, but you could never take away my hustle. Walking through the rain and all the puddles, said I ain't going back like a rebuttal. I picked myself right up out the rubble, and now I'm steady balling triple double. Yeah, hey, now I'm steady balling triple double. I feel like a pit without the muzzle. Dog, I'm walking in and starting trouble. They be trying to hop inside the huddle, but secretly be hoping that I fumble. I built up my castle, it won't crumble, cause all my brothers down the Royal Rumble. Like, yeah. Now I'm steady ballin' triple-double. I feel like a pit without the muzzle. Dog, I'm walking in and starting trouble. They be trying to hop inside the huddle, but secretly be hoping that I fumble. I built up my castle, it won't crumble, cause all my brothers down the Royal Rumble. Yeah. And I gotta get it by any means. Rest in peace to all my enemies, cause I'm steady moving on the bigger things. I had to get it for nothing, homie. Just take a look at all my history. Now I walk in the mall and ball out. Got me feeling like 23. I've got struggle in my memories. Now I'm ripping up all of my denim jeans. Everybody used to pick on the kid. Now I am the man of the century. I really coming from nowhere, homie. Just take a look at what it did to me. Now everybody that used to talk, steady dying off like the Kennedys. Whoa. I swear to God, it's not a single person worthy of my throne. Real talk. I had to make it by myself, homie, I was all alone. Now everybody tryna hit up my phone. I swear to God, I'm an introvert, I'm not tryna throw nobody a bone. Like, yeah, hey, now I'm steady ballin' triple-double. I feel like a pit without the muzzle. Dog, I'm walking in and starting trouble. They be tryna hop inside the huddle, but secretly be hoping that I fumble. I built up my castle, it won't crumble, cause all my brothers down the Royal Rumble. Like, yeah. Now I'm steady ballin' triple-double. I feel like a pit without the muzzle. Dog, I'm walking in and starting trouble. They be tryna hop inside the huddle, but secretly be hoping that I fumble. I built up my castle, it won't crumble, cause all my brothers down the Royal Rumble. I built up my castle, it won't crumble, and I ain't finna leave, that's on my mama. They be steady hoping that I fumble, so I'ma take them out just like the garbage. I ain't had it easy, I would struggle. Even to this day, they sleeping on us. But I told my dad that we gon' make it out, and I ain't going back on a promise. I told my little brother that I got it, so I ain't slowing down. I'ma stack 'em. We be moving up on steady pack,
I ain't even used to have a mattress. I ain't have a penny, I was broke. Nowadays they tryna catch me lacking. Someone tell these haters that I got it. Run up on me if you want the static. Run up on me if you want the smoke. Body bag, I carry free loads. Wild boy, I feel like Steve-O. I ain't taking nothing back like repo. Easy shots, I feel like free throws. Chat town, learn the lingo. I got many alter egos. I run the block, I feel like Rico. Yeah. Now I'm steady balling, triple double. I feel like a pit without the muzzle. Dog, I'm walking in and starting trouble. They be trying to hop inside the huddle, but secretly be hoping that I fumble. I built up my castle, it won't crumble, cause all my brothers down the Royal Rumble. Like, yeah. Now I'm steady balling, triple double. I feel like a pit without the muzzle. Dog, I'm walking in and starting trouble. They be trying to hop inside the huddle, but secretly be hoping that I fumble. I built up my castle, it won't crumble, cause all my brothers down the Royal Rumble.
Takeover Tuesday, Monsters Radio Live, online radio with the Roar. Yeah, Eli Triplett, you can find him online. I am Eli Triplett. Let him know you heard him on Monsters Radio Live, Takeover Tuesday. Time is unbelievable. What are we on tonight? Let's see, I'm trying to find my little memes. I can't find them over here. But here's one, matter of fact, here's one before you get started.
Mm-hmm.
It says, if you can't handle being talked about, lied on, and not liked, then you're not ready to be successful. That's some real shit right there. That's some real shit right there. It is, because when you start to do what you do and you start to become successful, there's going to be people that will envy you. There will be people that will just hate on you because you're becoming successful. You're doing something that they're not doing. And don't really get mad at them because they're confused. It is, to me, they're confused. Instead of realizing I admire you for doing what you do, and then take that and say, okay, like kind of like how you look up to somebody and say, I'm going to do better. I'm going to step my game up so I can come up to your level. They get mad and forfeit throwing the towel and get mad and just disgrace your name. They'd rather say, oh, bump him. He ain't nobody. He ain't nothing. He ain't on nothing. Instead of just going, damn, he's doing his thing. I'm not on nothing. I'm not doing nothing. I'm stagnant. I need to get off my ass. And that's where the confusion takes place. Get it? So don't you be a confused person. If you see somebody like that and you start to get upset, don't get mad. Step your game up. Use your pivot foot. Move around. Get it? I'm just saying. How you feel about that? About if you can't handle being talked about, lied on, and not liked, then you're not ready to be successful. Miss Unbelievable.
Oh, you know, that's the number one tagline. You know, there's always going to be someone that should motivate you. You know, that should be something that you put in front of you, because people don't understand. They always want to be where you are, but they don't want to go through what you went through to get there. So they rather lie and say that this is how, you know, he got there. He got there on the back of me, instead of just saying, you know what, I was there to support. You know, congratulations to what you did. But because we're a people that always want to tear each other down, or always, you know, don't want to uplift, we don't know how to support one another. You know, we always want to have something to say, because there's always a part of us that hasn't healed from, or, you know, is mad at ourselves because we haven't excelled. So what does success mean to you? So if you don't see, if you don't understand what success means, then you will always have something negative to say about success. Not necessarily you, but the success of someone, because you ain't got to the success point or understand what success means in your life. You ain't tapped into your gifts. You ain't tapped into your knowledge of understanding. You ain't tapped into your stuff. So you're not hating on them. You're hating on the success of them. Because you ain't got work. You ain't got there. So once you get there, once you arrive at the understanding of what that means in your life, then you really won't hate on nobody else. But because you don't, and you haven't even took the time to figure that out, you're always going to run into that. And it's them fighting their own demons, and they want to place themselves on you. And then you start, and if you weak, then you'll start questioning yourself and worrying about what somebody else thinks, what somebody else is going to say. I could care less what somebody else is going to say, because somebody else, what they got to say, still ain't going to mount up to your success that you had in store for yourself. So therefore, you need to know where your strength lies and where your success is and how far you want to take your success, because you are the master of your own domain to get to your success. You are. Words can't knock you off your pivot only if you let it. So understand where you want to be successfully. If you only want to get this far, no farther, then that's how far you're going to go. But if you want to get to the top, then that's how far you're going to go. If you want to stay mutual, that's how where you're going to go. But never, you know, say you're not going to be successful, because it's up to you. What you bring to the pot is what's going to be cooked. If you ain't bringing shit, you ain't eating.
Whoop. Okay. Okay. So, all right. So, before we go over here and jump on the line, because we do got a couple seconds left, did you have something else you wanted to pop out there?
You know, we can always talk about it. I just want to talk about Thanksgiving. What food do you bring if you can't cook? Is it Aldi's? You know, are they going to eat the Aldi's brand? Are they going to eat the Cubs brand? Are they going to eat the Hy-Vee brand, Walmart brand? What do you bring if you know you can't cook? Because you know you ain't bringing none, because they sure ain't eating your food. No, no, ma'am. No, ma'am.
So you said what brand you going to bring? You going to bring something from
yes.
Aldi's? You going to bring... Okay. Well, me, I'm going to say what I'm going to bring. You say what you're bringing, and we'll open up the line from Jay Dirty and see what he on. Me, personally... Now, usually I say something funny, but I'm going to keep it honest tonight. I'm going to keep it honest tonight. I'm probably going to bring a pie. You dig? I'm probably going to bring a sweet potato pie, something like that. Let's see. Other than that, I don't know, maybe.
Where you bringing it from? Are you going to grab it from Aldi's, Walmart, Cubs? You know what I'm saying? Because they got different pies, okay? They got different pies. They got different people who bake the pies. What's bakery or what brand? You going with Patty to be safe? Is she out there? If Patty gone, who you going with?
Well, I'm going to keep it honest. I'm not kidding. Either one of them. I'm going someplace that makes pies, like maybe Baker Square, somebody, something like that. I'm not going. I really don't like an Aldi. I've never been to Aldi. Is that fun? I've never been there. Everybody talk about all the time. I ain't never been there. I don't like those other places you mentioned. Only other place I might buy a pie from, I might. I know it sounds funny. Don't judge me. Pray for me. I might get one from Walmart. Get it? Because Walmart says the patty. I will get a patty, but outside of that, they like, look, it's like you lying. But yeah, I'm probably going to get like a French silk pie or something like that. You know what I mean? Something extravagant, not just ordinary, necessarily just a sweet potato, but something extravagant. And I'm going to bring like two or three of them, you know, because I'm going to take one home and I'm going to leave one and everybody can eat off that other one, whatever. Or, you know, they can eat off the other two, but I'm not even bringing my other one over. You know, because somebody always got to be dumb. Instead of eating out the other pie, you want to cut into another pie. That's only half a pie over there, or half the pie open, and you're going to cut into a new one. Why? Why? I should put you and your mama out. Why? It is what it is. What you bringing?
I'm bringing some wine. That's at any alcohol store, and I'm going to find the one that got the cheapest price and to do a two-for-one. And that's it.
Oh, my goodness.
That's it. And then
goodness.
I'll go get the little Kool-Aid packet for the little kid, and then so they can have something to drink. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I'm going to get drunk. Because I don't want to taste nobody's food, so I can just drink and be like, woo, this wine is good. No, I ain't hungry. I'm just going to drink. Woo, this wine is good. No, I don't want none. Keep that. I know that's dry. Woo, this wine is good. Oh, dang. Time to go. I done drank too many bottles. I got to go. Feel me? Amen.
Well, I'm just going to say this before we get up out of here. People, if you use our ideas, that's cool. But I just want to say, disclaimer,
if you do go pick up some wine, make sure it's a different color than the Kool-Aid, because them kids is going to be bad and they're going to be in the back sipping. And y'all can't figure out why they're acting all funny. You're then getting all sassy. So hey, y'all, tune in tomorrow. We got Wet Wet Wednesday, where it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Let's see. Are we going to do a Turkey Day show? I don't know. Should we go on early?
Let's do it.
Y'all let us know. Hit us
keep
up.
It in your thoughts. Hit us up.
Yeah, at monsterusradio@gmail.com.
Are you going to show your plate? I'm going to show my plate. You going to show your plate? I'm going to show my plate. You cooking? What you cooking? No? Yeah? You barbecuing? Jesus, you barbecuing? Oh, I'm just asking questions. Jesus.
Please don't get up out of here, because I don't even know who she's talking to. Somebody answer. I don't know who. Somebody answer. She just had a whole conversation.
Answer. What you do? We going to ask it again tomorrow. Hallelujah. Good night, y'all. All
right.
Thank you for listening. Peace.
Wow. Monsters Radio. Make sure you go check out MonsterUSRadio.com. I got to put her on mute because she is not going to stop. Get it? Don't forget to check us out at MonsterUSRadio.com. And you can always listen to an archive 24/7, 365. The only fee is that you press play. Get it? So, all right, we up out of here.
You know you can't mute.